Hello, everybody. Welcome to Idea Lab Orientation. Wonderful to have you guys here. Selma, Lydia, Christina, Jennifer, Kate, the other Jennifer. You guys,
Morning.
I once had four Jennifers on my caseload at one time. It was amazing. It was hard to keep them straight. Catherine, Megan, Laura, Sarah, Eva, Mir, Anna, Zen, Tracy. Lineo, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Priya, Bev, Christy, Elizabeth, Shannon, Katrina, Carmen. So lovely to see you all. So glad that you're here. And if you have any questions along the way, I'm happy to answer them at the end, or if you're putting them in the chat, I can try and get them while I'm talking. But first of all, I want to welcome you to the Idea Lab. We are so happy to see you here. You've made a really great decision. Hey, we get to go on Kate's walk. Kate, are you walking? I was like, oh, look at those pretty trees. Oh, we can all be in nature with Kate. All right. We're so happy you guys are here, and I want to introduce you to the amazing Casey Davenport. Casey, if you want to wave. Casey will be answering any of your customer service questions. If you come to Coffee and Connection, which I'm going to be talking about, he always is running the main room, and you can ask her any questions about where to find things in the membership, anything you like. She's sort of our concierge. So Casey's here for you. And I'm your lead trainer, lead coach here. And I just want to say we're really happy to have you guys here. And when parents come into the Idea Lab, we mainly find parents in three different buckets. Now, when I was running my private practice, clients would say, okay, Debbie, how long is this going to take? And I'd say, on a 1 to 10 scale, where 10 is your child and family are thriving like never before, and one is you're so in crisis or miserable you can barely get out of bed. When you're at an 8 or higher, I will consider our work well done. And what I'm happy to report is the same goes in the Idea Lab. We are able to affect that kind of transformation, and you will get out of the Idea Lab what you put in. So I really encourage you to put in the work. And if you've been scrambling for answers for months or years, and your child has multiple challenges, I have to say, one of the things people really like about the Idea Lab is we've gathered all the experts here for eight different challenges that we focus on a lot. Those include emotional regulation and challenging behaviors, executive function, school and learning, stress, worry, anxiety, rejection sensitivity, and perfectionism, screen overuse. I know I'm forgetting some, Casey. And a couple others, which you will see as you explore the Idea Lab. So I just want you to be able to breathe a sigh of relief that your search is over. We get when we survey our members once a year, and we ask them on a scale from 1 to 10 how likely they would be to recommend the Idea Lab to another parent of a bright and quirky child. And the aggregate answers are 9.7 out of 10. So what we're doing here really works. So I encourage you to carve out the time and really put your all into it, because I can tell you from a lot of experience, the work that you do here can change your child's trajectory in life, and I believe it will also change you as a parent. Now, that might sound like you're going to be doing a lot of work, and I think you'll find when you talk to parents here in the Idea Lab, they'll say, you know what? The changes happened like 1% of the time, and they were almost invisible until, in hindsight, I look back and realize how much progress we've made. And every now and then, we'll do an action hour where we go through a wheel. We did this during Friendship Week. Some of you might have done it. It was like on day three. We go on a wheel and look at 1 to 10 in each of those triangles of in the wheel of life, and you'll see month to month you are making progress. So that is very exciting. But that whole idea of 1% gains, it comes from Kaizen, which you can Google. It's the art of small changes. It's really how lasting change happens 1% at a time. So if you have 20 things you want to work on, I would encourage you to think about the number one challenge that's getting in the way and start there. All right. Now you might be wondering where to start in the Idea Lab. We do have a lot of content for you, and we kind of have perfected over the years this trifecta of content, coaching, and community. People come for the content. They tend to be in sponge mode. Maybe they recently got a diagnosis, or they've been searching for a long time for the right experts with the right information, the right specialists. And I could tell you, even in Seattle, where Coach Lauren and I are, which is, I think of like between Seattle and Palo Alto, we're like the hotbed of bright and quirky families, the techies. There aren't a lot of go-to therapists at all for bright and quirky twice exceptionality. So you really have come to ground zero where the expertise is. So we have a whole video library full of lots of content that I'm going to share with you. We also have the Possibility Plan Bootcamp or digital course. That, Casey, when are we starting the Possibility Plan for this spring cohort?
It starts Friday, April 12th. We're dropping step one, and then the first co-working session is the following Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, April 18th.
Okay, great. So here's how the possibility plan works. And I would really encourage you to start your Idea Lab journey with the possibility plan. Basically, I took over 300 interviews that I did with the psychological and educational experts, and I curated them into, like, I harvested the gems out of those interviews and put them as 10-minute lessons for our 7 steps of the Idea Lab. So you could think of these as milestones as you go through the 7 steps. For another analogy I like is like you're going through a car wash and you're going to like clean up one area at a time, and then you're going to come out the other end with a really clear plan for your child that encompasses the 7 steps. And we get tears, we get rave reviews. Our job is to make ourselves obsolete. I mean, we have people who've been here for 4 years and we're part of their go-to village, and we love that. But Casey and I have a thing where we call them, when people cancel, we call them cancellations, because they'll just give us a loving note of cancellation that, hey, we're a 9 out of 10. We're doing awesome. We're going to graduate for now. We'll come back if we need a tune up. And we love those cancellations because we feel like, okay, we've done our job well. So, and other people are like, hey, I have been through the stages of transformation, and the stages we see that families are in when they come in. First, there's shock mode, where you either, you're getting the calls home from school, you get the diagnosis, you get the relative saying something offhand, for whatever reason, I see some nods. You're sort of like, okay, we're not traveling the typical path here. So we start in shock mode. Then we go into sponge mode. And these are all names that our members came up with. Sponge mode is coming into the Idea Lab, doing the possibility plan, sifting through the video library, and you're just like learning, learning, learning. Then you go into disability mode, where you start putting the tools that you're learning to use. When you see these 1% gains, we have so many wonderful tools for you as you go through the possibility plan with Coach Lauren. For example, there's what we call the one pager, where you create a one page profile about your child. This is in step six of the possibility plan, with a photo so the teacher can see what they look like, what with the light in their eyes, their strengths, their challenges, and anything you know that's worked in the past. And people rave about the one pager. So you're just going to be doing little exercises like this. There's one exercise per step of the possibility plan. And as you complete them, you will be affecting change in your child's life and your life at school and at home. So that's super exciting. Then, once you've done this advocacy, you absorb the bright and quirky method. You absorb this possibility plan method. You will find yourself in different ways and sort of shifting your lens on your child and on their school experience. And you'll be using words like being a self-scientist, running experiments, 1% gains. We have a little bit of a lingo in our community. And as you osmose that and talk to your kids about these things as you're learning them. And I've been talking to my kids for years about this as I've learned these things. And my now, oh my gosh, he just turned 22. That's crazy. My now 22-year-old, I said, Mom, you know, the best thing you ever taught me was the self-scientist concept that I have to keep running experiments in my life to know what works with the way my brain is wired. And that way, when kids try something or we try something, we go to do a therapy or we try a medication or we change diet. If something doesn't work, we don't have to think that's another thing that, is a failure or a mistake or didn't work out. We could just say, you know what? We ran an experiment. We're going to like approaching life like a science fair. That experiment didn't work. We're either going to revise it, iterate it, or we're going to get a new hypothesis and run a new experiment. So we're actually in the process of creating roadmaps for each of our challenge areas so that you actually know which experiments are best to run. So we're constantly evolving and we love your feedback. We love co-creating the Idea Lab with you. So let me go ahead and give you a little tour and we will dive in. Oh, and I just wanted to further flesh out that trifecta. So we talked a lot about content. Then we have coaching. I want you to know in our Facebook group, we have an Ask the Coaches post every week. You can ask, it's primarily Coach Lauren, and she and I are like sisters from other mothers. We went to grad school together, we raised our boys together in the same neighborhood, and we're both like the Seattle specialists on toys exceptionality. So you're in really, really good hands with Lauren. So she's looking at that every day, answering your questions. And I have to say, that is pretty darn cool where you can just go in any day of the week and ask your question, and you're going to get an answer from one of the best specialists in bright and quirky kids. I mean, that alone is, it's just priceless. Our other coach is Robin McAvoy. She's a neurodevelopmental psychologist. She works in a hospital in Denver. She tends to field the questions that are a little bit more medical related, assessments, that kind of thing. And Lauren's a licensed marriage and family therapist, as I am. So you guys are really surrounded by great expertise. Okay, so that's content and coaching. You can also, for an extra fee, get private coaching 30 or 60 minutes with Lauren. And especially if someone's coming in really like feeling overwhelmed, flooded, burnt out, that's a really great place to start. And you can just email Casey at support@brightandquirky.com if that's something you're interested in. Now, the last part of that triangle trifecta, we've got content, coaching, and the third one is community. Our community is very, very special. And when we first started the Idea Lab in 2019, I had no idea how powerful the community was going to be. But when you have, we have about 1,000 members in, I think, 30 countries, and some of them, over 100 of them, have been with us since the beginning, you get phenomenal expertise from the parents. You know, whether it's the nichiest thing like nonverbal learning disorder or auditory processing, visual processing, What have you tried for sleep when you have a sensory sensitive kid? I mean, really, any question, you just lob it out there to the community and you're going to get really interesting answers. Or, I live in Oklahoma. Does anyone know a psychologist who understands bright and quirky kids who can help us with a neuropsych evaluation? All of that's fair game. And like I said, I've learned a ton from our parents. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. And the one thing we do every week, we started this during COVID, was coffee and connection hour. And during COVID, when we were isolated, we were all craving connection, and everyone loved it so much that we kept it. So picture going into your local coffee shop and seeing tables for 8 or 10 people. People grab their beverage, sit down at whatever table is talking about the topic they're interested in. So, Casey, do you know this week's topics? It's always a Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific. We'll be meeting tomorrow. And we have different topics in
Yeah,
Zoom breakout sessions.
I do have them for this week.
What are they this week?
This week, tomorrow we're doing executive function, challenging behaviors, screen overuse, and handling rejection. And then, Debbie, your office hours, which is such a great time for people to ask questions to you as well.
Yeah, so you can go choose to go in any of those breakout sessions, and they are facilitated conversations by mentors, people who were mentors, people who were members, who went through the 4 stages of transformation and are now mentoring others. That's our last stage of transformation, where you model and mentor. So we have a lot of good stuff going on, and let me just say a word about my office hours, which happen during coffee and connection at one of the rooms. You can come to my room and get like a 5 to 7 minute laser coaching session on whatever burning question you have. You could say, we've got an IEP meeting coming up tomorrow, or we had the siblings fight, or whatever your question is about your bright and quirky child. We will get down to business, and I'll either give you a great answer or refer you to a great talk. And sometimes, like one parent recently told me, he lives in Europe and they don't have homeschooling or special ed in the country where she lives. And I told him to get her mama bear on and get her child's needs met. And they created a school, like a one person school with one teacher just for her child. It's pretty amazing. So if I think you need to get your mama bear on, I will tell you that too. Or maybe your child is dealing with something that they need local support, like self-harm, suicidal ideation. We don't cover those things in the ID lab, and we'll say, it's time to get some local support for that. All right. Without further ado, let me give you a little tour. All right. Eva's asking, is there a place where I can see what topic breakout rooms will be offered? Yes. So let me start there on the tour. Let me go out one screen here. Casey, did Zoom follow me to the hub page?
Yes, you're good.
Okay. So here at Bright and Quirky, we have two websites. One is brightandquirky.com. That is our public-facing website. And hub.brightandquirky.com is our training website. And what you will see when you come in is that when you come in the Idea Lab, you get everything we offer. You've got all of our summits, all of our workshops, all of our content bundles. I mean, you could research for years here. I'm a research junkie. I understand we have research junkies. For those who are like, I just want my quick thing and get out, I'll show you how to do that with our AI tool. So let me just answer that question of what is happening this month. You just click on what's happening. And this is an email that goes out at the beginning of the month. If you joined the Idea Lab after April 1 and you need this in email format, just let Casey know and we can shoot this out to you. So last Thursday, we had Sharon Celine join us for rejection sensitivity dysphoria. I think that talk was freaking fascinating. I learned a lot from her. Okay, every second Tuesday, this is really important, you guys. Every second Tuesday, we have Dr. Susan Baum and Dr. Dan Peters come in. We need you to send your questions in by 5 p.m. Is it the Tuesday before PC? Wednesday before? Tuesday before.
Yeah, Tuesday. I think it's tomorrow.
Okay. So by tomorrow, 5 p.m. your time, please make sure you send us your questions, and you can use this form here. And Susan Baum is the godmother of twice exceptional education. And I keep saying twice exceptional or 2E. If anyone is not familiar with those terms, if you look on a bell curve and you have sort of typical kids in the middle, bright and quirky kids tend to be on one side of the bell curve with advanced skills or ability in some area, and on the other end of the bell curve at the same time with lagging skills or challenges. Those are two exceptions to the norm. That's why we say twice exceptional or 2E. All right, so Susan Baum is the absolute godmother of twice exceptional education. So if you have any questions about your child's education, what are classroom accommodations we can use? Is my child in the right school? Or we're considering a new school. What do you think about this one? Or my child has dyslexia and has trouble reading. Should we be pushing handwriting? Over the years, I just have like a little Susan Baum sitting on my shoulder now, to answer everybody's educational questions. She's brilliant. Then we have Dr. Dan Peters. He's the executive director of the Summit Center in the Bay Area. I think he's probably the foremost clinical psychologist for bright and quirky kids in the US, certainly on the West Coast. And he has a whole stable of therapists and evaluators for assessments. Also, he's brilliant. So if you, and a lot of our kids have co-occurring, comorbid diagnoses. So let's say you have autism plus anxiety, or ADHD plus depression, or dyslexia plus ADHD. One of my clients called those the cocktail diagnoses, the things that co-occur. That is very, very common in our population. And so something you'll notice as you go through the Idea Lab is we don't talk a whole lot about diagnoses. We talk more about challenges because our kids very rarely fit in one box or one column of a diagnosis neatly. So we prioritize the challenges. And so if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, focus on the one thing most getting in the way and tackle that first. All right, third week of April, we're going to have group coaching with me. Just come on in a Zoom room just like this, and we'll do some laser coaching. And then the fourth week of April, we've got Ari Tuckman coming in. He is one of the world-renowned ADHD specialists. I have never interviewed him. I'm super excited for this. And he's also a sexual therapist. So for those of you with teens, for those of you who have ADHD or are partnered with an ADHD person, we're going to be talking about dating, romance, better sex life, better relationship. That'll be kind of interesting. We talked about coffee and connection. That happens every Tuesday. And you could see the times and the breakout sessions. The third week of the month is always dad's coffee. Now, most dads do not have a robust social life. If this includes your partner or you, if you're on this call and your dad, I highly, highly encourage you come. This is a really safe space for dads to share their experience and also to get coaching with me or Coach Lauren. Oh no, and Jim. I think Jim's starting to moderate these sessions. Jim is wonderful. Okay. Then our possibility plan boot camp, which I'll show you a little bit more about. We have a lot going on, you guys. And if you ever feel overwhelmed, just go back to that one challenge that's most getting in the way. But I really, really, really want you to start with the possibility plan boot camp. Our first step, our first module is going to drop on the 12th of April. Casey, correct me if I'm wrong. And then you'll have about a week to go through that. It's only an hour. And then every Thursday morning, you're going to have a co-working session with Lauren to work through the exercise in the possibility plan. So there's a total of six exercises. Okay, then you guys are joining had a really cool time. Let me just stop sharing for a second because I want to tell you about buddy matching. So we just had Friendship Week that I think most of you were probably maybe a part of. Just give me a nod or a thumbs up if you were part of Friendship Week. Okay, awesome. Great. So we were thinking, what would make Friendship Week really fantastic? And I think walking away with friends would be the most fantastic thing. So we're doing something we've never done before. We're going to roll it out this week. You're going to get a form to fill out, and we're going to match the kids by interest, age, or location. And this is version 1.0. So please know that it's just something new we're trying. But I think it's going to be really cool whether you get matched with a group, and we're going to try and match in groups. Because when we were brainstorming this with the community, we've got some kids who are like, oh, we might not want to participate. So we wanted to have a fairly decent amount of people in a group. So your child might get in the D&D group. They might get in the Boston Baked Beans group, the Seattle Salmon group, or, we'll just see what comes in on the forums and group you guys. And we love co-creating the Idea Lab. So one question I want to ask you guys, and maybe you can let me know in the chat. My sister is part of a synagogue, and what we're doing is not religious in any way, but she's part of a synagogue that has a program where you get matched with a group of families. And she basically raised her kids with this group of like 8 or 10 families, and they'd go camping and they'd do holidays together. And so we could leave this as the kids match, or I was thinking, wouldn't it be kind of cool if it was family match? So you guys can decide when you're in your group. We'll have like a little kickoff questionnaire to get you guys started, but I think it'd be kind of cool since you're all raising similar kids to do a family match. But we'll see. We'll see how these come together. But just know this is one of these things that the more you put in, the more you get out of it. But let me know in the chat real quick. Would you prefer just a child match or a family match? Okay, how do you get your child in the buddy matching program? Watch your email. You're going to get a form this week to fill out. Yep, they're coming. They're coming. I had to wait to get all of our legal agreements in place just to make sure there's no liability risk. Okay, child, game for either. Both options would be great. Family match would be great. Both have benefits. Either would be fun. Fabulous. So maybe each group can decide for themselves. That'd be kind of cool. Or both. Wonderful. All right. And yeah, good point. Many of our parents are bright and quirky as well. So that's cool. All right. Very, very awesome. Let's continue the tour. All right. Now, hopefully, most of you have done the quick start. This is your welcome email, had a link to the quick start. You got a little orientation video from me. Then we've got a survey. It's really helpful for us to know what is up for our community and what they want to learn about and get out of the Idea Lab. And I'm going to be helpful now at the end here to tell me what you hope to get out of it, what brought you here, and what you hope to get out of it. All right. Ben, we want you to join the member community. This is our Facebook group. And it's loading slowly because I'm on Zoom. Member group. Okay, here we go. I can show you this because you're part of the community. Not everybody's in the Facebook group, but for those who want to be here. Let me show you the Ask the Coaches post. This is the one for this week. This is your space to ask the Bright and Quirky Coaches any questions you have about raising your Bright and Quirky kids. If you're a member and have ideas, please share them here. If you want feedback from the Bright and Quirky Coaches, this is the perfect place to post. Otherwise, feel free to post in the group and get peer and support feedback. So I just want you to know if you put a general post in this group, you'll get parent feedback. If you put it in this area, ask the coaches, you'll get coach feedback. And feel free to post in both places. That's fine too. And requests will come in over the week on that. So just scrolling down here, all kinds of questions here. If you're part of, ADHD Facebook groups or autism face groups or dyslexia or anxiety, I think you will notice a big difference in our group. First of all, we moderate it to be very safe and friendly. And when you go in, we want you to read the guidelines. Our rule is different families, different rules. So it's a nudge, no judgment zone. You can suggest, but we ask that you don't judge. And it's moderated by specialists, master's and PhD level coaches. So it's very, very unique. And we have a bunch of families that once they get to that stage four of transformation, they hang out just to use this tool. It's super duper helpful. Okay, let's go back over to the Idea Lab. Okay, did it follow me to the Idea Lab, Casey? Okay, great. Calendar of events. Everything we're doing is on the calendar. And you can see there's kind of a rhythm to it, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays are our coffees and connection. If you click on a listing, you will get a little description, time, the day, the Zoom link. And you can sync this calendar with your own. Here are instructions. If you have any trouble at all, Lucy's always happy to help at support@brightandquirky.com. And then you'll see on Thursdays, we have our live sessions that we just ran through for the month of April. So super convenient to have all that there. And the member course, this is the possibility plan that we're starting on April 12th. Do I sound like a broken record? Start with the possibility plan, start with the possibility plan, start with the possibility plan. This is your foundation. You'll get the Bright and Quirky method in your bones. So this is the possibility plan. Step one, this is what we're going to start in the first week, shift the paradigm, then regulate and relate. Step two, think about it as a staircase. They build on one another, exploring strengths and interests. This is probably the hallmark of our program that you won't find elsewhere, which is we're going to build our child's future on their strengths, not by focusing only on remediating deficits. This is, you have joined a strength-based positive program because people build their future on their strengths. Then we're going to evaluate challenges. And you're going to get mailed, I hope this is still working, Casey, you get mailed little badges as you complete each step. And we talk about experimenting and iterating. In step five, we actually have an implementation week. We give you 2 weeks to do step five because there's executive function and ADHD path. It's kind of choose your own adventure, autism and demand avoidance, and stress, worry, and anxiety. And some people want to do all of them, and that's totally fine. And just know we're going to go through one step a week with the extra week for step five. Step six is advocate at school. And then in step seven, we're going to integrate it all into a plan. And I want you guys to know, if you're going on your own schedule, that's fine. Just I would put it all in your calendar. And Casey, do we have a possibility plan specific calendar?
Yes, there's,
Yeah.
it should be right there and it should link
Oh.
right to it. Yeah.
We didn't want to put it on the calendar for all our veteran members. So just know that the possibility plan calendar is here. And you can also sync this to your calendar. And so the way that it's organized, you could do the possibility plan 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. Or you could say to your partner, if you have one, hey, let's get a pizza Saturday night, hot Saturday night date. Get a pizza and our favorite beverage, and we're going to watch a step of the possibility plan. That'd be really awesome. And if your partner is resistant, it doesn't have to be Saturday night, it could be any night. But if your partner is resistant, I have a magic phrase, which is, honey, it would mean the world to me. Honey, it would mean the world to me if we could set aside 7 nights 7 Saturdays just for an hour and do each step of the possibility plan. Okay, I'm going to make a bold claim here. I think it's going to change your life. I'm pretty sure it's going to change your life. All right. I know that's a really bold claim, but come to me in 8 weeks and tell me if it hasn't really shifted things for you. Now, the full transformation through the five through the four stages takes time. It does take time. But getting the foundational model in the 7 weeks and then that you're going to start putting into action, a lot's going to shift for you. This you're getting 15 years of experience in 7 hours. So I'm really happy we can share that with you. All right, let's keep going. I think we've covered, oh, I'm gonna cover the library. All right, you guys, this is cool. Now, our video library has over 300 talks in it, probably over 350 talks now. The possibility plan and the video library require a one-time password to the Searchy platform that powers these parts of our membership. You should have gotten an email that says, what does it say, Casey? Like, welcome to the video playlists or something.
Yeah, it'll say, yeah, and if and also you can email me at support if you can't find it, and I will get you set up with that. Because sometimes it'll say, depending on what you click on, it might say welcome to the possibility plan or welcome to the playlists, but it's the same thing. It's a one-time login.
Okay, great. So if you get a weird message, just know you need that one time login. So you can scan the library by topic. You could also browse it by expert. We have so many experts, you guys, the best of the best. Ross Green, Temple Grandin, Thomas Brown, Julie Lithcott-Hames, Jonathan Mooney, Kristen Neff, Dan Siegel, Stuart Shanker, Lily Leibowitz, Ned Hollowell, Seth Perler, Barry Prezant, Sarah Ward, Sharon Salim. I mean, I still pinch myself at the access that we have to this level of experts. Elizabeth Augustin, she's head of Peers Program at UCLA. Just the who's who. Joe Renzulli, Sarah Renzulli's daughter. That's a fascinating story. He's like the godfather of gifted education, and his daughter Sarah has like severe dyslexia, and they traveled this journey as a family. Really, really interesting. Okay, so you can look at playlists or. This is fairly new, Ask Bridget. So if you guys have been using ChatGPT, it's pretty helpful. This is like ChatGPT, but just for our video library. So all of the information in here is science-based, based on our talks. So let's ask Bridget a question. How can I help my child with executive function flags? That's a pretty broad question. Let's try it. He's thinking. Always takes a minute longer when you're on Zoom. Okay, so she's going to come up with an answer here. So I just want you guys to know if your child is like having a meltdown and you had the hardest morning, come ask Bridget, what do I do about a meltdown during the morning routine before my child gets on the bus? And we have found that a question that starts with how, usually gets the best answers from Bridget. And she is a robot. She's not perfect, but she's searching every video in the library. And based on the information provided, it seems like your child is experiencing executive function deficits. So she's giving you a whole big answer. And then if you like what you see, click on references. And she's going to tell you what videos she culled this information from. And just if you're curious how she does this, she's searching the transcript of each video. So she's not looking at like video titles. She's looking through the contents of each video. And let's click on one of them. So this makes it really easy for you to be in sponge mode and diving into a lot of content here. It's going to take a minute because we're on Zoom, but just know you're going to go right to the video, and sometimes even with a spot in the video where you got the info. So that's pretty cool. So that's Bridget. What else? Like I said, there's private coaching. If you need it, you just click on private coaching and you can book a 60 or 30-minute session. There is an extra fee. Oh, and I forgot to mention Michelle Brownell. Michelle specializes in homeschooling, writing quirky kids. So in our community, we're roughly one third public school, one third private, one third homeschool and unschool. And we've got specialists for all that stuff. All right, you guys, what questions do you have? I hope it didn't feel like you're drinking from the fire hose. There is a lot on offer. Start with the possibility plan. And we're really excited to work with you guys and to sort of shepherd you through the transformation process, and also excited for what you're bringing to the community, what you're contributing. And like I said, you will get out of the Idea Lab what you put in. And when you do those co-working sessions with Lauren, if you're able to come live, there's tears, there's laughing, there's, this is big stuff. And we're used to tears. That's okay. That's what we're here for. And if you ever can't attend, there's replays of almost everything. We don't do replays of the coffees, but anything sort of content-based, there is typically a replay. And you can always ask Casey in support. And then Tiana is our Facebook moderator. You can also ask her in the group. But if it's anything to do with like technology or customer service, Casey's your gal. All right. Catherine, love to hear from you.
I just posted it in the chat, but I figured I might as well ask. So I watched the introductory video about the possibility plan, and you suggested like just setting aside 20 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day to watch each of the videos. But you also just now mentioned, sitting down and just watching them all at once. And I wondered, are there things to do and contemplate that would make it advantageous to spread it out over the course of the whole week, or is it just that you've chunked it because some people don't want to do an hour all at once, or so because I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to coordinate with my husband right now, and at the moment my son's at a school that is an hour away, so we're actually in two different places during the week.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, it is online, so you could do it online together. So the video part, the module part is asynchronous. So you don't have to be there live. So really it's whatever works best for you. If you think it's going to be a busy week and he's willing to do it together, then I would say maybe carve out an hour and binge the step all at once. Oh, hi, furry friend. And
He probably thinks I'm talking to him.
yeah. I mean, my husband and I have done parenting classes like this, and it's just so valuable to get the partner involved. So I would maybe ask him, give him the choice, or let him know your preference, and yeah, make a decision between the two of you.
So content-wise, it doesn't really matter, is what you're saying, that whether you do it in the little chunks of videos or not.
No, it's just whatever mode of consumption is best for you. Some people are like working full time and they want to do it for 10 minutes in their coffee break, and they have young children. Other people are like, no, I can set aside an hour.
Cool. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Other questions, or I'd love to know what you hope to get out of the Idea Lab and what brings you here. If you want to just do a quick, like 1 or 2 minute share. Okay, is there a live possibility plan session for each one, or is it self-directed and the calendar is a guide to timing? Okay. The possibility plan is synchronous video content is available all the time. But we are doing a live run for the spring cohort because we have a big group. So the co-working sessions are unique each week, and we don't run those all the time. We probably won't run those for a while. So that take advantage of those. Okay, Kate, did I see a hand?
Yeah, so I just have a son that is 18, but he is a junior in high school. And I've really felt like, and he is on the autism spectrum. And I just feel like I'm kind of needing, I've gone to a lot of your summits in the past, but I haven't joined the program. And then the Friendship Lab really, I didn't know about the idea or the possibility plan. But I'm just trying to piece together what his life looks like after high school. And we're working on driving and friendships and colleges and things like that. And so I just really was looking for a community and support and kind of seeing the possibilities that we have. And we live in the Midwest in Missouri, and we just don't have a lot of resources near us. And so I'm kind of wanting to see what other people are doing, because it seems like with a lot of these kids, what I've found, there's a where I live, there's a lot of resources for kids that have maybe that need more help. And we've really struggled with getting services for him because he has higher abilities in cognitive. And so I just kind of feel like a loss, because a lot of the programs that they offer, we go and my son's like, well, I don't want to go here. What am I doing here? And it's kind of dealing with all that. And then he's also, I think we've done a good job of not labeling him, so he doesn't really think there's anything like, what's the big deal? I have autism. What's that matter? But he doesn't understand how much I've kind of helped set him up for success, and we've tailored his education, kind of a homeschool hybrid program. So that's what I'm here
Nice.
for.
Awesome. And Kate, I've definitely heard that before. I have a friend who, with a very similar sounding teen, and I said, "Oh, you live in New York City, you have Childmind Institute in your backyard, you're so lucky." And he's like, "Well, actually, most of the kids don't have the bright part there, and it doesn't feel like a fit." So the fact that it's bright and quirky feels more like a fit. So I'm
Yeah, and
there.
that's really interesting, because I have a 20-year-old who we lived in New York City, and we actually went to the Child Mind Institute and got a lot of support for him, but he had more emotional regulation things. And he's now 20 in high school, in college, and doing really well, but I think I put a lot of resources in him, and now I'm kind of like, okay, your turn. I gotta find the resources for you now. So
Well, that's great. And just so you
yeah.
guys know, our content is geared for kids 5 to 18. And Kate, if he does want to participate in the buddy matching, he would fill out the form instead of you, just since he's not a minor, just so you know. All right, great. What else brings folks here? Okay, Priya, love to hear from you.
Hi.
Hi.
Firstly, thank you so much for the Friendship Week. That was amazing. My son is 9, and he was diagnosed with ADHD about a year ago, but has been demonstrating kind of issues since he was about 4. And we were convinced that it was autism, but more of a very high functioning autism, because he's very verbal and very engaging and loves friends and all of that, but he does get fixated on stuff. But the diagnosis came back with, ADHD for sure, autism not really, but we can keep checking it. So he has been having, he's currently on holiday with grandparents and my husband and all of them, and has been having major meltdowns, like anger and frustration and just stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm here a lot for a lot of that, because those tend to happen, where he just gets like really rude and uncooperative and defensive and angry and doesn't want to do anything, and will like actively try to like do silly stuff and resist any sort of guidance to do something, and it makes it very hard where my grandparents don't believe in diagnosis, even though we're pretty certain that most of their family has ADHD, but they just don't believe in it. They're dismissing a lot of it, and
Yeah. Well, I think what
it's
may
just.
happen, Priya, is that as you gain the tools and use them and share them with the grandparents, they might quietly go, this works for me too. Because it ADHD does go through the genes, and often autism does too. And I think you're gonna love the polyvagal theory that we're gonna roll out in step two, which talks a lot about emotional regulation. It's Stephen Porges's work. It's really on the forefront of mental health. I'm going to hear Stephen Porges in Germany in June. I cannot wait. But that's been really like a game changer for a lot of people in our community. So you're totally in the right place. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, other hands. I see a lot's coming up in the chat too. Elizabeth, love to hear from you.
Hi, so Elizabeth Ruin, I have two 2E kids, 8 and 12. So they're both identified as gifted and both have multiple neurodiverse diagnoses. And really why I'm here, so I did Friendship Week last week, but the older one, the 12-year-old, has been doing sort of social thinking group for, gosh, years, since he was like 8 or something. The younger one will start one this in May. So I don't feel that the older one's taken those skills and applied them in life or in his interactions. I mean, he has acquaintances, but he definitely doesn't have like good friends or people he hangs out with. And but he desires that. So I'm hoping that somehow we can, like, he knows the skills, but like help him apply them. And with the younger one, he's in second grade, so it's just sort of the 2E piece the has really started showing more. So as he gets older, I know that'll increase. So helping him maybe before he's to the point where our sixth grader is in the making friends and connections. So that's why I'm here.
Great, great. That's wonderful. I'm curious, did Friendship Week, did our content sync up with social thinking pretty well, or was it different? How did the two
No, I mean,
compare?
it's definitely the same concepts. It's just like depending on who it is, what terms they use as far as,
Yeah.
emotional regulation or whatever it might be. But I think the concepts are the same. It's just the getting them to take those concepts and actually apply them in real life. Like, and I think where we struggle is how do we help them do that? And like, we need to learn how to help them do that so
Yeah,
they can
yeah.
make connections with other kids.
Yeah, it takes time and narration and scaffolding, and you're definitely in the right place. We have a lot of parents doing the same kind of focusing on the same things. Welcome. Okay, Jennifer, hi there.
Hi. I did Friendship Week and I was really impressed with the whole workshop, and so I joined because of that, assuming the other content you guys have is very similar to the way Friendship Week went. I have two children, not 8 and 10, both 2E, definitely quirky, if not 2E. and they have both have different challenges with making friends or keeping friends, and regulating their emotions, both their excitability and goofiness, as well as their frustration tolerance. And I have ADHD, so I have a hard time implementing my plans. I don't have a hard time making a plan, but I have a hard time implementing it and actually following through on it. So I'm hoping the support of the Idea Lab will help with my activation energy and ability to implement what I'm learning.
Yeah,
So.
definitely, definitely. Well, I think adding syncing those calendars to your own is really helpful to get them on the calendar. I know definitely helps me. If it's not scheduled, it doesn't happen in my life. So I feel your pain. Wonderful. Welcome. All right, Janet, how's it going?
Good. I have a 12-year-old son. He's in sixth grade now at a private school, and next year he'll be going to the public school. And I'm obviously nervous about that. And he's got ADHD, and most likely dysgraphia. But I already met with the psychologist there and the associate principal, and it sounds like they have some things in place already. So hopefully it won't be too hard to get what he needs there. Also concerned about him making good friends, although with cross country and different activities, he's, you know, pinpointed like a few kids over in the middle school that he already gets along with. So it's looking positive. I just want to make sure that I do my best to get everything he needs and keep him from getting overwhelmed and really frustrated.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely in the right place. He sounds just like my son at 12, my son's at 12. And yeah, I feel the whole dysgraphia thing, or did you say dysgraphia, getting those thoughts on paper. It's I have a lot of tips to share with you about that. So
it just takes so much time to get it. Yes. Even on a computer, it just takes a lot of time.
It does. It does. So we'll share some fun tips. And if you have a question for Susan Baum, who's coming Thursday, about tips for that, she's happy to share them too.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, welcome. All right. Lillian, you're up next.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I am Lillian Sahabian. I'm based in Florida, in Jupiter, Florida. And my daughter is turning 13. And we're in the process right now of having her tested for ADHD. But we've been working with therapists, I would say, since she was four. Just she's super intelligent. And she's always been asynchronistic, especially with the social and emotional piece. So we've done a lot of work, but COVID was hard with her because she's an only child. So we're seeing really the effects of that. Both my husband and I work. So we're seeing effects of that, but it's also, it's just getting tougher and tougher the older she's getting. And, you know, we've switched schools a few times. It's finding friends, finding kids that she can relate with because she's super intelligent. It's like, you know, my best friend when she was four, she's like, Gabby has to be the most frustrated person because she's like a 40-year-old trapped in a 4-year-old's body. So we're dealing it. So I've been, you know, I had her diagnosed. We thought she was gifted. And then from gifted, I'm like, is she autistic? Like, I've just been doing a lot of work. So I found you. Like, I've gone to the gifted therapist. I've bounced to therapists everywhere, and I've been following you. And then last week, I was just at my desk working, and I got your link. And I'm like, I am going to check out what she's doing. So I came to your link, and then it's was serendipitous because later that day I was actually talking to a therapist that we worked with a long time ago. And she was like, you have to reach out to this bright and quirky. This lady's amazing. She's got everything. So I'm like, I'm meant to be here. So I'm super excited about the possibility plan and really having a community because there's a lot of questions that come up. It's even when I was getting her tested, I'm like, okay, I don't know this therapist. Are we testing for the right things? Like, I need to test for 2E. So that's why I actually had reached out to the therapist that I had worked with previously. And I'm like, you know, give me a list of what I should be looking. So, you know, we're in the middle of the testing. We're testing for everything. And hopefully this therapist okay. is testing for everything. So we'll see where she lands. And then really figure it out. But it's just like living in our house for both my husband and I is brutal with her because it's just like, you know, a daily struggle with everything.
I hear you. And you got the hormones in there at 13. And yeah, I hear you. Well, Lillian, you're definitely in the right place. And I'm glad the universe gave you multiple signs.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here for you. Definitely. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
You too. All right, guys. Well, we will see you around the Idea Lab. You'll see Lauren in the Possibility Plan. We'll see you in the Ask the Coaches stuff, in Coffee Hour. And if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, just do the next thing that feels like a good fit and the Possibility Plan. All right, you guys, thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful day. Get your questions in for Sue and Dan for Thursday, if you like. That's what's happening this week. and your possibility plan step one will drop on Thursday, Thursday. I'm not okay. Let me tell you really quick. The 12th
Friday,
is
April 12th.
Friday. Okay.
Friday.
All right, you guys, take care. Have a beautiful day and welcome. Bye-bye.